This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
To work with us on your podcast, go to soundrebel.co.uk. Well, welcome to this episode of Over the Influence. This is the final episode of this current series, episode number 10. Cannot believe we are at this stage already. It's flown by. It's been brilliant. So we're really excited about recording this particular episode. You're listening to myself, Sharon Hartley, otherwise known as Shazza. I am 46 years old. I am mum to three children. I've got two teenagers and an in-betweenager. Married to Paul. I live in Lancashire in the northwest of England. And I am, today I am 675 days alcohol-free.
Wow.
My target was, woohoo! Whoa. I know, I'm quite chuffed. My target was 90 days. And here I am, 675 days later, still surprising myself daily, still enjoying it, and approaching 2 years. Which is pretty mind-boggling for somebody like me that was a daily drinker. And my co-host, I know it's my beautiful co-host.
Who's that? Have I been replaced?
Well, he's not here, so we've got Freddie Bennett instead.
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Freddie, otherwise known as Freddie. I used to run around bars with my top off, and now I run ultra marathons with my top off. I used to be stressed, depressed, and drunk, and now I am happy, sober, and still fairly stressed, to be honest. But I can't believe we've made it to 10 episodes. It is a very schools out for the summer feeling today. And yeah, it's been quite an amazing journey, not even the alcohol-free journey, but the journey of this podcast and a journey of discovery. And I've realised I'm almost at 500 days
alcohol-free. Oh, that's brilliant. Woohoo!
Half a thousand.
Wow. Hey, let's not forget Freddie as well. I get quite a lot of messages about this podcast, and one thing that crops up all the time is, ooh, doesn't background Ben sound nice? Ooh,
I know. He's got a cult following, Ben.
Oh, well, like, hang on, he's in the background for a reason. Ben,
that's very
show
kind.
Yourself.
Hello.
Isn't that lovely?
I'm Ben, and I'm the producer. I stay very quiet for most of the time, but occasionally, especially when I want to rub Shaz up the wrong way, get involved like the last episode. That was good.
Do you mean moderation? It's still being talked about, that episode, Ben.
I know. Mm. You're like a beautiful wallflower, Ben, but you carry a poisonous barb.
Thank you, I think.
Who knows where you're sticking?
But yes, I'm Ben, and I've loved doing this podcast with you guys because I'm not as many days alcohol-free as you. As you know, from the moderation episode, I've been examining my own relationship with alcohol. I've got something to tell you later, actually, so we'll talk about that in a bit.
Saving that?
Yeah, well...
It's a cliffhanger.
It's not a cliffhanger. It's just I don't want to be too self-indulgent, that's all.
I'm looking forward to hearing it, whatever this may be.
Yeah. But no, I can't believe we got to episode 10. It's been a pleasure, because also getting to know you guys properly over the course of this podcast, it's been lovely. And it's
been brilliant. It really has. And you get to see the insides of our houses as well while we've been recording on Zoom. Yeah.
And Ben, as part of this journey, you've got to see the inside of our souls.
Of our what?
Souls.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's not some kind of like secret recording sessions that me and Freddie do on Zoom after you've left.
Talking about that, Freddie, when you said you've got to see the inside of our souls, I know we're going to talk about feedback a bit in this episode and what the listeners have made of it and people we know and people we don't know. One of the recurring themes is that people really enjoy the honesty, and that from the beginning we've talked about what it's been like to go alcohol-free from day one as honestly as possible. Yes, it can be almightily shite when you're starting out, but equally, we've been really honest in saying that, you know what, it's been, I think I can speak for both of us, as hard as it can be at times, it's been one of the best things we've done. It's been a real privilege to be able to share our stories with the people that are listening. And I think they've really appreciated that honesty.
I know we all said this, but one of the key things for me when we started this podcast was about honesty, because I use honesty as a weapon to attack fear. God, that makes me sound like a politician.
Wow, blimey.
And sometimes I don't know where some of this shit comes
from. That was
from
very
sometimes.
Early
seriously.
In the episode for Freddie to get deep.
I know, crikey, I've gone deep straight away. I'm going to be giggling all the way through this episode. How many double entendres can I slip in in one episode.
In your end, though.
But anyway, as I was trying to make a serious, deep point. Because, you know, going alcohol-free is so bloody scary. And when I wanted to do it, and I wanted to do it for weeks and months, and there'd be occasions in the years beforehand when I wanted to do it, and then I didn't because I was so bloody scared of what would happen, how my friends would react, how my body would react, how my life would react. And I hope that by being honest and by shining a light on it, we can give other people strength. Because as we say so many times, and we say on social media as well, honestly, if we can do it, then anyone can do it. No one kind of like, you know, not like a superhero movie where we like fell in some radioactive waste and we got these special powers that now means we can say no to a drink. We struggled, we strived, we fell, we stumbled so many times, but we just decided to say enough is enough. And if we can do it, then anybody can. But we have to tell that story honestly to help other people. Because I think if we're not honest about it, then we're not being true to our listeners and not being true to ourselves. I'll take a breath there. Got on my soapbox very early.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you, Freddie. If you think back to those early episodes where we talked about just getting started, mind the gap, what to do, you know, when you're not drinking. And I think it's fair to say when we both set out, you know, crikey, you 500 days ago, me 600 odd days ago, it's torturous, isn't it, in those early days?
Yeah.
Your friends' reactions.
And absolutely. And you know what? And that's why actually... And here's, I do love a Freddie metaphor, and I'm really going to try and twist this one. Almost, in a way, this podcast journey for me was a bit like the alcohol-free journey. And admittedly, it's a bit different because in starting this podcast, I hadn't almost lost jobs or almost gone to jail or gone to hospital or any of those things. But it was a new journey. I know, phew. But it was a new journey. We're going to do so many things in our lives, and everyone does so many things in their lives that are new, and they put those things off because it's scary and it's the unknown. And I was like that with the podcast, and you know, with the journey we've been on in terms of being alcohol free, and we've talked about that alcohol free confidence that you get, and you think if I can give up alcohol, then maybe I could actually do a podcast as well. And you know, in those early meetings when you and Background Ben were there with your broadcasting experience, you were like, oh yeah, darling, yeah,
being pretty useless. Oh,
yeah,
man.
You know, going live and what's your mic volume and all those things. I was talking to my Coke can because I didn't have a clue what I was doing. I was holding the microphone the wrong way, and you two were like, oh yeah, how many awards have you won, darling? Oh, the BBC. And I was just there thinking, what the hell am I doing? But then I thought, actually, you know, it's scary at the start, just like going alcohol free, but you take that first step and you do that first episode, and then you get a bit more strength, and you go again and you go again. And even though it's bloody difficult, and you get things like coronavirus turning the world upside down, you can always find the strength to carry on.
Freddie, I couldn't agree with you more about everything you've just said there about basically being scared at the beginning. You know, I can remember recording this first episode, just we were like rabbits in the headlights, shall we say, and we were just staring at Ben going, help, what do we do? Yeah. It was so funny. But as you say, you know, I'd like to think we've got better and more relaxed over the series. And I think it's really apparent as well, we really, really love and enjoy recording, don't we? Because basically we just get to chat and have a laugh and share our stories for an hour or so. And Ben gets to sit there listening to the majority of it.
For about 3 hours. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not only us that enjoys it. You know, we have had some incredible feedback from episode one, way back when, all those many months ago. And I've just got some here. You know, on our we have our website, soundrebel.co.uk/overtheinfluence. And on there, there's a big blue button where you've been able to just, we say, buy us an alcohol-free beer or shout us a coffee. And it's people, when they've really enjoyed what they've heard, they've chucked a couple of quid into the pot, and it's been really incredible. It's been so kind.
It has.
And
thank you so much.
I've got some of them here, Freddie. And we've got somebody here And it just literally says, somebody bought you a coffee for Over the Influence. So it's an anonymous donation, whoever that was, from the hearts of our bottoms. Thank you so much. That is really, really kind. Here we go. There's a little mention for Ben here. Vicky bought us a coffee for Over the Influence. It says, great work, Shazza and Freddie. And of course, Ben, not forgetting background Ben. Thank you for your honesty. Keep up the good vibes. And that's somebody, actually, who also took the trouble to email us overtheinfluence@soundrebel.co.uk. And Vicky says, can I just share some of this with you?
Absolutely.
It's lovely.
Well, as long as it says nice things about all of us. And
it says very nice things. Yeah. It says lovely things.
We don't like feedback that's too critical, just purely the good stuff, Shaz.
Yeah, oh, no.
Fuel the ego.
Yeah.
I handpicked this very carefully.
Okay, yeah.
Really lovely, lovely email off Vicky. And she says that she'd only just come across the podcast. This was last weekend. And she's coming up to 6 months sober after a very long time trying to come to terms with alcohol being a serious problem in her life. She says that my life has changed in 6 months and I cannot wait to see what happens. The podcast has helped me in so many ways, and she's binged them over 2 days. And we said, well, that's brilliant. Better binging on our podcast than all the wine and all the vodka. So every credit to
Absolutely.
Vicky. It's just so good. And she says here, Freddie, I have found the podcast just fits into my life in so many ways. It's bizarre. I can relate to Freddie because my dad is an Iron Man. So I've been involved in a lot of race and triathlon things. And she gets me, she says, because our stories are just so similar. Thank you all so much for keeping me on track coming up to this milestone. I am more grateful than you know. How brilliant is that?
That is amazing. Thank you so much. Congratulations on that upcoming milestone. That's absolutely awesome.
6 months. Just keep going, Vicky. If you're listening. I know you will be listening because you love it. Yeah, fantastic.
Shaz, do you mind if I go through some of the reviews we've had on Apple Podcasts over the series?
Ooh,
because they're
do.
Great. Because it basically, if you've got time and you've got an Apple phone, if you leave us a review, it just helps Apple take us a bit more seriously and helps us to become more discoverable.
So if you well, it's can good that someone has taken us seriously.
Yeah. But if you can leave us a review, it would be lovely. So this one's from Zen Azif. Love this. Shazza and Freddie are so real, honest and funny about their alcohol-free journey. Give it a listen. Well done, guys. Thank you to James Green. This is an inspiring podcast. Looking forward to more. Thanks from James. Can't wait for more from Mrs. Rachel Brady. As an on-off drinker for the last few years, this podcast speaks loudly to me. I had long stints off and then gone back to it, only to go off it again. About 10 times. I love being alcohol-free, but then I think boredom or selective memory creeps in. And I'm back. Anyway, I digress. You guys are fantastic. I love the chatty, non-judgmental tone here. I'll be sharing. Can't wait for more installments. So we've had loads of those. The most recent one being from Zanny20. He gave us 5 stars and said that they loved the moderation episode. He's going to side with Shazza and Freddie, apart from...
Yay! Of course he is. Of course he is.
Which is fine. But an interesting debate. And honestly, we love hearing your feedback. So thank you so much for doing that.
That's awesome. Yeah, go and leave thank you so Apple. Much.
Thank you. Absolutely fantastic. Really, really appreciate that feedback. So this is episode 10. This is the final episode of this series. We are going to take a little break over the alleged summer. Let's hope that the sun comes back out and we can do fun things, fun sober things in the sun. We will be back with you in September and we've got some brilliant ideas lined up. And also, we'll talk a little bit more about this in a minute. We want your ideas also. But because we're not here, it doesn't mean that we are going to balls things up. We're going to start drinking. Can I say that? I've just said it. When we return, actually, in September, I am going to be 2 years alcohol-free, which just sounds ridiculous. So
wow.
One piece of advice I would give to you is if you are considering alcohol-free life, first off, there's never, ever, ever going to be a right time because there just isn't. Life just gets in the way. So if you're thinking, oh, I'm going to start next weekend, I'll start after summer, don't. There will always be something in the diary. There will always be an excuse. So because there's never a right time, start now and just give yourself a chance. Me and Freddie have talked about honesty and bravery. Mm-hmm. And I've got to say that the one thing I found going alcohol-free, it's made me more braver than I ever thought possible. Give yourself a chance. Just see where it goes and give yourself minimum 90 days. And don't give a shit what anybody else thinks. Just do it for you and try it. And if you don't enjoy it, c'est la vie. But I can guarantee 99% you will. And if you're going to start now, let us know and come back to us in September when we're back recording again, because we would really, really love to hear from you.
This seems like a good time to say, I'm gonna do it. I'm going to start now. That's what I wanted to tell you guys earlier. When I started 2020, went for the 20 days where I was going to have a drink throughout the whole year. And I quite like that for myself because I quite like structure. But as you say, there never is a right time. Well,
never,
actually, I've decided because I've been listening back through some of the old episodes and you guys always talk about that 3 months, the 90 days. And
yes.
That's cropped up so many times. So I've just thought, well, let's do that now. So I'm going to do 90 days. I'm not going to do this whole kind of, I can have one then and I can have one then. I'm just going to go for a full 3 month stint and then see how I feel at the end of it. So
Ben, this is
amazing.
Brilliant. This is brilliant. I'm really excited for you.
Yeah. I was basically, I had stuff, like I really, my best mate was getting married and it was his stag do. So I didn't want to miss out on the partying elements of those. And
yeah.
I think I wanted to have a drink for those, but they've, you know, both been moved till next year now. I was supposed to be going on an all-inclusive holiday to Mexico with Jem, but we're not doing that now because we can't fly to Mexico. So actually the diary's kind of cleared and there isn't anything really, apart from going away with the family for a week in August, hopefully.
But you know what? You're going to really, really, really enjoy it, all of it, and that holiday.
Because I started off the year really well with it. And I think the longest I probably went between having a drinking day was about a month and a half. And I did feel really good. So I think just, 3 months, just in a row, just give it a go. See how it is, because I think lockdown has been difficult for everyone in different ways. And it was, for me, it was just an excuse to go, oh, well, let's forget that plan.
Yeah.
You know, the world's turned on its head. So, I mean, not like I haven't been going crazy, but I've still been drinking a lot more than I would have wanted to have done. If I knew at the start of the year that I would have been doing that, I would have been disappointed in myself. So actually, I'm just going to reset it now and do the full 90 days. So thank you guys for inspiring me to...
Amazing.
In fact, I'm going to make an executive decision, Freddie, right? I know Ben's the producer, background Ben, but I think our first episode back in September, we interview Ben Anderson about his 90-day alcohol-free journey.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's
going to be like a sober Frost Nixon. It's going to be awesome.
Well, you know, I'm really looking forward to the next series because, I mean, you know, we haven't really discussed how much we're going to say about it, but series one has basically been a kind of a good overview of what an alcohol-free journey is like. So if you listen from episode one all the way through to episode 10, or if you know someone who probably should, then, you know, having that binge listen to it gives a really nice overview. But I think for me, some of my favourite bits of this series have been when we talked to Drew, for example, over in Melbourne.
Melbourne.
And obviously Sally Wilkinson as well. And I think that's what we're kind of planning for series two, isn't it? More of an in-depth interview style rather than just kind of giving you just our experiences you guys giving your experiences. It's kind of more of an interview. So we've got a few
irons in the fire, fingers in pies. Is that what we say?
We're sliding into some DMs of celebs. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, and sliding right back out.
But there are. It's surprising how many sober celebs there are. And we are talking to some interesting people so far. So from different walks of life as well, completely.
Yeah, really excited about it.
Tough
it's
men,
going
to
be great.
Army guys to musicians to whatever. So yeah, it's going to be cool.
And if all else fails, you two can just like go to your mates at the BBC and you'll be like, oh, darling, come on the podcast. And they'll be, oh, of course, I'd love to, darling. Anything for the BBC.
If you're thinking of dabbling in, you know, alcohol-free life or you're one of these sober curious people, my advice, as I've just said, is just jump in. Freddie, over this series, he's bombarded you with advice and top tips and his Freddie-isms, and he doesn't half get deep and looks inside himself at times. Freddie, what would your one nugget be? How would you summarise it all, if that's possible?
Blimey, how to summarise all the crazy thoughts that go into my head may be a whole new podcast series. But look, Shazza, you've said you're a main bit of advice would be just to jump in. And I would say, let's say you jump in, but you get burnt, or you jump in and you hit the bottom, and you jump in and you say you're going to do this amazing alcohol-free journey, but something doesn't go quite as you planned. Either you jump in and then you say, oh, no, I've messed up and I've had a drink, or you've gone a few months and then you say, I'm going to treat myself, and you end up having a drink, or you are, I mean, even, look, I'm almost at 500 days and I am even now saying to myself, oh, 500, that's quite a nice round number. Maybe it's time to treat myself with just one beer or just one night. And what I'm trying to say is that, like in so many things in life, when we start a journey, things don't always go as we plan. Things don't always go our way. And if that does happen to you, then don't beat yourself up. Don't say, I always fail at things. Don't say, oh, everyone else can do this, but I can't. Don't say, I'm never going to get it, because you absolutely can. Every single person has the power to do this. And sometimes it isn't easy. And yeah, I'm almost at 500 days, but I tried and I failed for years and years and years. And I had so many day ones, and then I failed, and then I beat myself up, and then I'd drink more, and then I'd say, I can't do this thing. So if ever, ever anyone tries and it doesn't go their way, then don't beat yourself up. As I say, one of my Freddyisms, if you get a flat tire on your car, you've got a choice. You either fix the problem and you move on, or you go around your car and you slash the other three tires just to really mess up your day. And you don't have to do that. You can get back on your journey, you can move on, because none of us are perfect. Before I got this run together, as I say, I messed up, I failed, I blipped, I failed spectacularly in all sorts of ways, but I got up again and I carried on. And if I can do that, then anyone listening to this, or any of your friends, or any of your family, you absolutely have the power to carry on. And we are going to see you in series two. And I am sure that this time is going to be different, and you will keep going on that journey.
And I'm just going to add to that, Freddie, I couldn't agree more. And if any time, you know, you're thinking, this is difficult, I'm struggling, and excuse me for using this term, but I really quite like it, reach out, as the Four Tops would say. Reach out, get in touch with us. You can find us on social media. We are on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search up Over the Influence, and you can send us a private message on there, or send us an email, overtheinfluence@soundrebel.co.uk. overtheinfluence@soundrebel.co.uk. We read all the emails. It's only myself, Freddie, and Ben that have access to them. They are private to us here at Over the Influence. And we reply to every single DM we get and every single message. And it's really important, I think, to know on this journey, Freddie, that you're not alone. And actually, there's an incredible sober community out there, isn't there? But
no, absolutely.
Until you join it and until you make those first steps, you really don't know. But once you've dabbled and you realise that you're not on your own, there's a whole new world sort of waiting for you, and a ton of new sober friends, something I never thought I would ever say. So yeah, do get in touch and let us know what you might like to hear on the second series of the podcast. Maybe suggest
absolutely
some sober guests.
And you know what, Shazza, you're going to have to come back to me now, because now you've started something and it's the final episode, so I've got to go on a bit of a rant now. And what I was saying about, you know, when if you start and you fall and you fail and you stumble, then pick yourself back up again. And that's absolutely something I believe. But here's something that so many people don't realise. And I think it's worth just taking a second now just to shine a light on it. 90% of people who drink and drink a lot don't even think about it. They don't even think about changing their relationship with alcohol. They just think, my life sucks a bit and this is the way it has to be. And anyone listening to this, anyone who has ever thought about changing it, and who is ever even considering stepping forward and taking that step into changing their habits with alcohol, that makes you already amazing. And, you know, let's forget about the whole, like, 90 days, 100 days, 500 days, 1,000 days. The fact that anyone is thinking, I can do this, I've got that power inside me to do something differently, and they're even considering it, in my opinion, that makes you, dear listener, pretty damn amazing.
Hear, hear.
I was getting a bit too serious there.
I love it when Freddie rants. I love it. It's great to watch as well, Ben.
Oh, God. It's like it goes into a different world, isn't it?
my eyes glaze over and I'm just like, I blacked out for a second. What happened? What did I say? What did I say? Yeah. Where am I?
But no, you guys have inspired me. So thank you.
Unbelievable. Oh, really, really, really proud. That's fantastic.
I know.
I'm not going to say, but does this technically mean that Shazza did win the moderation debate?
I don't like to say. I told you so.
I don't want to go there again because I've still got the scars.
It's not attractive, Shaz. It's not attractive. Well, guys, I think there's anything else to say apart from nice one, see you next series.
Yeah, it's been a joy. It's been an absolute joy.
It's been so enjoyable.
And Freddie, who'd have thunk it all these, you know, months and months ago that the three of us would be sitting here sharing the sordid details of our alcohol-free journey and loving every minute.
I know. And you know what? I was almost about to get a little bit emotional there because I was thinking exactly the same thing. And not only at the start of this series and this little gem of an idea that the three of us had all that time ago, but even, I mean, what, 2 years ago? That's not that long ago.
It's,
you know, 480 odd days ago, I could never ever imagine that I would be here and to be able to talk to thousands of people around the world and actually string a sentence together that maybe people might want to listen to, and to be in that position from gutters and all sorts of other horrible places that I was, probably both mentally and physically, is something that's amazing. And this has been one of the highlights of my alcohol-free journey.
Oh, Freddie.
I said I wouldn't cry.
Ben, pass him a tissue.
You big selfie.
All these hardened broadcasters are like, get on with the show.
I would like to say a huge thank you again to, basically, to you for listening, because without you listening, you know, it's pointless us doing what we're doing. So thank you for that. And if you have taken the trouble to visit our website and just chuck a couple of quid into our pot, it means the world to us. Thank you so much. Yeah, just thank you. We really, really appreciate it. And keep in touch with us and let us know what you're up to.
Thank you so much for all your support and all your listenership. It is absolutely amazing. And yes, I do not know if listenership is a real word.
Over the Influence is no longer just a podcast. Our online community is buzzing with people like you.
Hi there, my name's Davina. I live in the UK, in Cambridgeshire. I came across Over the Influence while scrolling through podcasts looking for a sober or alcohol-free, just needed some inspiration, and I'm so glad I came across Ben and Shazza. We're due to meet up in June. There are about 30 of us from OTI, and we're going to be walking the Yorkshire Three Peaks. I can't wait to meet everybody in person. Yeah, connection is key. There are Zooms every week, weekly Zooms. Give it a go. You won't regret it.
So if you want to join us, go to overtheinfluence.co.uk.